This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That's our 3 o'clock hour theme song, Georgie, little Georgie music, J-O-R-G-M-U-Z-I-K. We're going to have Adam Schefter on with us this hour, talking a little football with him. He is also promoting diabetes awareness. Mm-hmm. Like when people have a cause and they spread the good word, and we're always happy to do our part. Talked about it, I think, in the first segment and with Gelb, Tua's comments about Tyreek Hill and him saying, yeah, he's got to work his way back into our good graces. And I was saying, I thought this was laudable of Tua. Here is the audio from today. This is Tua talking about Tyreek Hill.
Sure. I would say we're still continuing to do that. But it's not just with me. It's with a lot of the guys. I'm not the only one that heard that. You guys aren't the only people that heard that. You know what? A lot of people that follow football, that follow the Miami Dolphins, that follow Tyreek, that are fans of his, you know, everyone has seen that. So when you say something like that, it's, you don't just come back from that with, hey, my bad. You know, you got to work that relationship up. You got to build everything up again. And yeah, that it's still a work in progress, not just for me, but for everybody. But, you know, like I said, he's working on himself. He's working on the things that he says he wants to get better with and do better on. So that's the first step to me. And so I commend him for doing that.
Yeah, I love that, man. I love that. Tyreek, not Tyreek, Tua, over 3,500 yards passing for sure. Over rushing yards every game, all 17, no, even if he's not playing. I'm going heavy. I don't do a lot of futures. I have decided that I'm betting a whole bunch of Dolphins futures.
Yeah. I wonder if they really have a concern.
Do
with
TV on?
Do I? Yeah, I do.
What are you watching? You watching First Things First? Are you watching First Things First?
ESPNU.
Oh.
Yeah, College Game Day. No, why it's on. It's not College Game Day.
Gives me a second to check the Cubs. All right, the Suzuki and PCA stink.
But no, with the Tua and Tyreek thing, like, is somebody going to sit Tyreek down? Like, I don't know. But if you really have a problem with what he said, you really have an issue with his approach to last season, which I would, you would grab him and pull him to the side, and they'd have, I don't say like a team meeting about it, but you'd be like, bro, you know what you did last game, da, 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 and he would have to justify it to me, man to man.
It's my not guess going that, in my, media. I'm extrapolating that's what he's done. That's why I thought it was so refreshing that he says it in public, because I don't think that's the first time Tyreek is hearing Tua say, hey, man, not just going to give you a pass. Like, yeah. I believe Tua has been leader guy. I believe. I don't know, but I believe he has said it to him privately, has said it to the team privately, and now lays it out publicly. And also you hear at the end, he's like, but he's doing a good job working on himself. And like, He handled it exactly the way I would want my team leader to handle it.
And I'm with you on that. And also the thing that Tua has to work on, I mean, that not Tua, Tyreek has to work on, is getting less emotional. And we lost. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what's going on. No, bro, it's the NFL. You're not with the Chiefs anymore. You're not winning Super Bowls right now. Stop getting emotional about things. So that was that shoot from the hip emotion is if I hope that's what Tyreek's working on. What Tua says he's working on himself. And Tyreek even said, I'm working on myself. Stop being so damn emotional about everything. Go do your damn job. Win, lose, or draw. Be a good teammate. Be a good leader. And then move on to the next week. That's what professional sports are about.
Isn't it a double-edged sword, though? Because you love the fact that he wears his emotions on his sleeve. It's part of what makes him great. It's why he'll go out there and have the big plays, and he'll chase 2,000 yards. Like, that's how he approaches life. But you also have to take some of the baggage that comes with that. And when there's rough patches throughout a season, he's not the guy that's going to stand up in front of the team and go, hey, guys, let's go, everybody. You know, we got to stay together as a team. He's going to express himself based on how he's feeling in that very moment. I'm with you. Like, I wish he could approach it the way Zach Thomas or Junior Seau would approach it, which is like, let's all stay level-headed. Don't let the highs get too high, the lows, whatever. But that's not who he is internally. But, like, he's the kind of guy, which is why he's a great football player and we love him. He's emotional.
It's not why he can get 2,000 yards receiving. It's not why he can be the number one player voted by the NFL players as the number one player in the NFL. That's not emotion. That's talent. But in those four quarters, he is extremely talented. He's fast as hell. His nickname's the Cheetah. But it's not why. Like, you don't need to be all up in your feelings to play well. And if you do need to be in your feelings to play well, that's a problem, Solana.
But look at Fred Taylor, your partner. Fred Taylor was not wildly emotional either way. Like, dude was a great running back, went out there and was a great running back.
Fred might have snorted Ambien before the game and could still go get 250. Like, it's not like that's the thing. It's the it is funny. I don't want to call him immature. It's a maturity level. Go play football very well, which he's going to. Tyreek's a Hall of Famer. I don't know if everybody knows that yet. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame first ballot. But when the game's over, when you have to deal with the media and all that stuff, stop being so damn emotional and childish. Don't be a teenage girl. They let us down. No, man, we had a good chance. We had a bad game. It is what it is. We get back on the, you know, and to your point, we don't love it because it makes him a great football player, Solana. We love it in the media because it gives us headlines.
Well, I just love it when he's consistent. Wasn't he the guy who moved to get the table tennis table out of there?
No, I think he was. Was he upset? No, he was. He was the one that said we need to focus. Tyreek was the one that said we need to focus.
Like, I'm with that. Like, if you want to be that guy who says we need to focus, get rid of the ping pong table, I'm cool with that. But you can't be so inconsistent that you're that guy. And you're also the guy who leaves the game early because it's not going your way. Pick a lane. Yes. That's all I want from a guy like him. I like the emotion. I'm with Crowder. I don't think the emotion has anything to do with what he does on the field because he's really good. But pick a lane. You can't be the guy who rallies the team and says, we need to be more focused and I'm taking the ping pong table out of here and anybody's got a problem with it, step to me. And then also, this season hasn't gone the way I wanted. I don't feel like playing in the fourth quarter. Don't be that inconsistent.
Yeah.
But he's shown us who he is. And when I think of Tyreek Hill, you're right.
Emotionally, he's consistent on the field.
But I just don't think he's somebody. And, you know, maybe it's our own fault or maybe it's just the way that we've perceived it. But when we think of him as a captain, like, he has the captain band or was given that. Because he's a great football player, because he's the best player on the team, not because he's somebody, in my opinion, and I'm not in the locker room, that can be relied upon to rally the troops. Like,
no,
it's Tyreek Hill, man. He's a streamer. He says outlandish things. He slaps some guy at a dock because the guy talked a little trash to him. Like, that's not Junior Seau. That's not Zach Thomas. There's a difference between a captain who's looked upon to rally the troops, to keep the team in line, to keep order in the locker room, somebody who's respected, not per se because they're a great football player, but because of the leadership qualities that they possess, Tyreek Hill's never been looked upon that way, in my opinion, as that guy. So to hold him to that standard, he's always going to fall short of that. Always. Consistently.
I'm looking
as
up
you're saying.
Right now Tyreek overs because I'm betting over 2,000 receiving yards. Mm-hmm. I think he's up to the challenge.
I would just say I'll use myself. I should not have been a captain. The captain should not fight on a Wednesday practice. He shouldn't. If somebody takes a cheap shot, he shouldn't turn around and go dive at him and grab his face mask and try to poke his eyes out on run drill on Wednesday. It's the calm. It's the emotion. It's the maturity. It's so many things more to being a team leader and captain at this level with all alpha males in the locker room than I even had the capability to do. I watched Zach do it. You brought up Junior. Made me think about this. I watched Junior do it. I watched JT do it. Bunch of people. Chad Pennington. Like, bringing guys to his house to show that I'm a normal guy, even though he cussed everybody out every day, but that was CP. Like, there's a certain thing to being a captain. You should not make Tyreek Hill a captain. He's not mature enough to be a captain. And we've seen it. Let him go run real, real fast down the field, get 1,700 yards, 11 touchdowns, and do his damn job.
His over-under for receiving yards is 975.5.
Oh, I go over on that.
I am putting the mortgage on the over. Yeah, yeah. This is his.
You said 2,000. Yeah, 1,000 is the goal. Oh, he's going to get 1,000 yards.
1,000.
Hey, Crowder, the flip side of that, he's also not mature enough to not be a captain, which I think has to be considered in this equation. Because you don't.
But if he steps up to the challenge, I mean, that's what Pat Riley did with Jimmy Butler, right? That's a challenge. He challenged him. If you don't make Tyreek Hill a captain on this team, that's essentially, hey, we're challenging you. Be a captain. Be a captain by game six. I want to get headlines real quick because Adam Schefter is going to join us. I want to make sure we have enough time with him. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
We talked about Bayron Matos, who was airlifted by helicopter to a local hospital, had to leave practice early, a scary situation today. And Artie Burns, who injured his knee at practice, left on crutches. They fear he has torn his ACL and there's going to be an MRI and a second opinion. But that's the fear. Here's a couple standouts that I read today. You ready? Eric Ezukama, according to David Drones,
that's your guy.
Catching deep touchdown passes from Zach Wilson and another one from Quinn Ewers today.
I mean, see what these Ezukama overs are.
Now with the fourth string.
Aaron Brewer, starting center, sat out practice for undisclosed reasons.
All right. Hey, what happened with Zach Sealer?
Full participant today.
Oh.
Yeah. He ain't hold out a hold in.
That's surprising.
It's the Christian Wilkins method, which maybe Sealer should have learned. It didn't really work out for Christian Wilkins. Remember, Christian Wilkins didn't really do a hold in. He showed up first 2 weeks of training camp, busted his ass. He was like the hardest working guy out there. He showed the Dolphins, I'm here. I want to earn my check. And then after week three of camp, heading into that third preseason game or whatever the timeline works out, then he's like, all right, I'm done. Like, I showed you guys for 2 weeks. I'm here to work. I want my money. I'm proving to you that I'm committed to this organization. And then he didn't practice from week three until the first week of the regular season. So maybe that's Steelers' approach here. Like, hey, I want to be a leader. I want to be a captain. I want to be here, but I want my check. I'm going to show you in these first couple practices that I'm committed to this organization.
All right.
Actually smart unless he gets hurt.
Don't lose Zach Sealer.
Zach Sealer scoffs at injuries. Come on, get out of here. Minka was at practice today, by the way, even though he did not have his media availability yesterday. And Mike McDaniel and Liam Eikenberg, remember he was put on the pup list yesterday, mm-hmm. said he's weeks away from returning, no timetable yet.
They say what's wrong?
I didn't see any sort of injury disclosure.
Yeah. Tell him just take it easy this season.
No, we need Eichenberg, man. Stop hating. Leader of the Icon Bros.
Just chill this season. We'll worry about him next season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Marlins won today, so they take the series from the San Diego Padres. The Marlins keep rolling.
Mm-hmm. They do, man. They do.
Surprising. Yeah. It's impressive, though.
It is impressive. It really is. And couple the Jacksonville other... Jumbo Shrimp. Won again. Mervis, yeah. Ding Dong.
Yeah. Couple other NFL training camp notes. Brian Daboll said the starting quarterback in New York will be...
Russell.
Mr. Unlimited.
I'm Russell.
Let's go.
Who? They can't keep all three of them. They can't keep Russell, Jameis, and Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart threw a pick six today. First pass.
Listen, you take him in the first round, Jackson Dart has to start a game this season.
I sent that to DJ today. He sent me back a roulette gif. Told you guys when we were in Atlantic City. When DJ and I were playing roulette, and we're like 23, MJ, 33, Scottie Pippen. Some dude just kind of picked up on what we were doing next to us. He goes, 6 for Jackson Dart.
So Travis Hunter, Jags trade up to get him. And we all know the elite talent that he is. Heisman Trophy winner. The Jaguars spent put him first training camp practice exclusively on offense. But according to their coach, who I don't know what his name is, but I just know him as Duval.
Duval.
He said that by the middle of next week, he'll be practicing on both sides of the ball. So I don't know for sure what that means, but he's going to play on both sides of the football, fellas. Hmm.
Interesting. I would have expected him to practice only with defense.
It's so much easier, not physically easier. It's so much easier being a cornerback schematically than a receiver. the cut splits, the this, the packages, the whatever. Corner, you're just out there butt naked when you're a top corner. You just, hey, cover this guy. Number eight. Okay, I got him.
And yesterday we found out, per Adam Schefter, that Terry McLaurin, Scary Terry, the NFL version, did not report to training camp. Dude wants more money. Period. End of story. Had a great season last year. Wants more money.
All right.
I should have held out.
You'd still be out. The
show would have been on for 16 years.
You have a 16-year holdout.
Crowder didn't show up. Well, I don't know. Move on. Bring him in, Carlos Dansby. We already signed him.
All right, guys. Your weather. Oh, and Messi and Jordi Alba. For those of you excited about the MLS All-Star game tonight against the Liga MX All-Stars. Yeah, Messi and Jordi Alba, the two representatives of Inter Miami, will not play tonight.
I'm flying to Atlanta. I mentioned it right at the beginning of the show before you signed on, Crowder. I'm flying to Atlanta with the Ticket Wizard and Mrs. Wizard and, of course, Mrs. Hockman as well. And we're going to go see AFC Bournemouth. That's our Premier League team. They're playing in Atlanta, not this Sunday, but a week from Sunday. We're flying in to watch them play a little soccer and going to grab myself a little lunch at the Varsity.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, man. Bring you some dude wipes or whatever they're called. You go straight to the restroom.
Me and the Wizard at the Varsity. Look out, Atlanta. There's a new sheriff in town.
Would Lori and Mrs. Wizard go to Magic City?
No.
Just to have willingly. Some wings. Just to have a wing, hang out a little bit.
No.
Throw a couple dollars.
No.
You know they're playing Hawk, the Cherries?
Yes. Everton.
Nope.
Haverford.
Nope.
Just make up a team there. I actually wrote it down.
West Ham, but West Ham United.
It's a double header because Man U plays right after them. So plays at 2. Yeah, Bournemouth plays at 2. Man U plays Everton. At 5.
Yeah, they're playing Everton at 5. That's a cracker of a match. Yeah, West Ham is that's crazy. Is a London-based team, one of the oldest teams in England, historically.
I don't like him.
Huh, tell y'all wives it's like a ventriloquist show or a magic show.
No, we're just going to send them somewhere else while we go to Magic City.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because you got to go, Huck.
Oh, I mean, that place has my name all over it.
They're going to love you.
I'd love to pick apart your I don't like ham comment, but we don't have time. Your weather.
Well, I've never had it, to be quite honest.
That's crazy, man. That's legitimately insane.
Except like you had mentioned, like Iberico ham, like on a charcuterie.
Well, yeah, that's right. You have had ham.
Right. Yeah. But I've never had a ham sandwich. I've never had a ham and cheese. I've never ordered a ham sandwich.
Crazy, man.
It's delicious.
Missing out.
I'm going to talk about the with the girls at Magic City, this conversation. You guys like ham?
Listen, they're going to use some ham. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
They're going to say, ooh, you smell like the Varsity. Yeah.
First question to Adam Schefter, you like ham? Your weather, it's 87 degrees right now. Tonight the lows will be in the mid 70s. Feels like is in like the late or upper 90s, I should say. That's your weather.
Adam Schefter is going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You have Tua, you can make Tua Tartar.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Adam Schefter is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And you know when Schefter tweets something, it is true. He's the most successful NFL insider in the world. And we're not only going to talk football. He's here to advocate for type 1 diabetes screening awareness. And I'm not certain if you know this, Crowder. I can't remember if we've ever talked about it on the air. Adam Schefter is the hero who rescued our friend Alan Brown.
I
was paralyzed. You remember that story?
Yes. Years ago, Schefty came on with us, and I do a lot with Alan down here charity-wise, and I do remember the story.
Yeah, Alan's a very good friend of ours. And Adam, you like Alan Brown dove into the ocean, broke his neck, and was going to drown. And Adam Schefter, who I don't even think was an NFL insider at the time, you were just a beachgoer, right? And you saved him.
Well, I don't know that I said, but I was there, and I, you know, we all pulled him out of the water, and it was a day that you'll never forget. You'll always remember. It was scary. It's eerie. And as much as I remember it, obviously, you know, Alan remembers, I'm sure, even more about it. And it was an incredible day, and he's an incredible person, and he's an inspiration with his attitude and the way he handles himself on a daily basis. Have great respect and love for him. And, you know, we really didn't even know each other at that time, and we were on a bus ride to this little area, like a little island together. There were probably, my memory serves me correct, 10, 12 people on the bus. We got out of the bus, went right into the water, and within 5 minutes, his body washed ashore. Like it was in the water. Like you pulled him out, and it was a tough day. But he's an incredible person, and you know, want nothing but the best for him always.
He does incredible advocacy for paralysis research and with the Reeve Foundation. Yep. And you're with us today, and we're going to talk some NFL, but you're advocating for type 1 diabetes screening awareness. Why are you involved with this, and what should people know?
Well, I appreciate it. We're going to go from Alan Brown to my wife. My wife, Shari, has type 1 diabetes, and I've seen what it's like for her to manage the disease. Just last night, her sugars crashed. She's in bed all night. You know, you're taking care of her, and those kinds of instances where the sugars go low or go way high, they're not uncommon. It happens fairly regularly, and it's why I've partnered with Sanofi to raise awareness around the importance of screening for type 1 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes can't be prevented, but it can be detected early. Screening can give people the time that they need to prepare, and that's why, to me, it's important to make a plan. People can go to the website, screenfortype1.com. That's screenfortype1.com to learn more about type 1 diabetes. They can talk to their doctor about type 1 diabetes and just tell your doctor you want to be screened for type 1 diabetes, because then you're getting information. And information is how I make my living. And I want everyone to have all the information they can have, because early knowledge is crucial when it comes to your health.
And Chef, is it hard? Because a lot of people, you know, they get scared about that. Like, what they're going to do? How does this work? Like, what is the screening like? So people can just go and say, you know, is it just a blood test? What is it like?
Well, you go to the doctor and let the doctor handle it, right? You just tell the doctor that you want to be screened, and he knows the steps and the proper protocols to follow from that point on. But again, it's just getting that information early. You know, people want to know about the risk factors, and, you know, families want, if anyone in your family has type 1, it means that you're 15 times more likely to get it. Your risk could be higher if other family members have certain autoimmune diseases. But it's important to take those first steps, to make a plan, to advocate for yourself, for your family, and to talk to your doctor, most of all, about screening.
I mean, you thought you were going to get info from Schefter with us this segment, and look at the info we've already given you. All right, let me ask about Artie Burns, because Burns... he goes down today, first day at camp for the Dolphins, where they're actually doing something physical. And I think I saw you tweet, fear is a torn ACL.
Yeah, that's what they think it is. Now, again, he'll go get a second opinion. He'll get an MRI, and that'll determine it. You hope it brings good news, but it certainly didn't sound that way early on. You saw his reaction in practice, lifted his helmet, threw it to the ground, saw some of the pictures from that incident, and you know, listen, I hate to hear about any player getting hurt, and I hate it early in camp, like first day out on the field. Terrible. So hopefully the MRI and the second opinion come back and it's not torn, but I don't think there was a lot of optimism going into those tests.
And, Schefter, what about the Dolphins? Because that was the secondary. My biggest concern for the Dolphins is the secondary. Like, I'm as a quarterback, I'm not going to see Storm Duck and Kader Kohu on the edges and say, we better run the ball. Like, is that one of the biggest concerns for the Dolphins this year?
Well, I think they weren't real deep in the secondary to begin with. And now, you know, I don't know how much of a factor and difference Artie Burns would or wouldn't have made. Certainly it's beyond more than one person, but they're thin back there. And they've got some questions on defense. Channing, any chance you're coming back here to play? Like, is that possible? Like, could they lure you out of retirement or no?
Chef, I got a call from a 305 number. It said scam likely, but it might have been the Dolphins calling.
I don't know. Listen, you know, that defense, to me, you're going to improve any defense that you play on, Channing. Like, if you're out there, better defense. So, you know, if they're smart, they will be calling. I don't know that they could pay you enough money to pull you away from all your media ventures to make it worth your while. That's it.
If he did sign a contract with the Dolphins, it is scam likely. So you should answer that call.
There you go.
Shefty, I don't know if you heard Tua's comments today regarding Tyreek Hill. He said that the relationship with the team is still a work in progress following Tyreek's comments the very last game of the season. If you did hear them, what do you make of that? And how do you feel that relationship will be going throughout the rest of the season, considering, you know, Tyreek Hill's antics in the past?
I didn't hear the comments, so help me interpret them, being that I didn't hear the full thing. Was he kind of saying that Tyreek damaged his standing within the team by what he said, and that everybody's still trying to get past it now? Is that the implication?
He used the words, this isn't one of those things where you say my bad and it's forgotten.
So what do you guys make of that?
I loved it. I thought it was, I came out of the box today on the show saying that, right? Tua, like, that's a stand-up thing to do, because yeah, I extrapolate that he has also said that in private to Tyreek, but that to me is leader stuff. Hey, if you want to be an active leading member of this team and a superstar, you can't quit on us in the final game and then say, I didn't really mean it. Like, you got to work for that. You got to work to get back from that. Liked it.
Yeah, listen, I think Tua, that is the way a strong leader would handle. Like, I always think a player, one of us, you never say something publicly that you wouldn't say to a person's face. And I think that's where people and players sometimes get in trouble. I don't know how and why they do it, but they'll say something and, taken out of context, didn't mean it that way. Say whatever you would say directly to a person. So you said, you know, you would think that Tua would have said something to Tyreek. Probably did, right? Because if he didn't say it to Tyreek first and he said it to the media first, then I wouldn't feel as good about his comments.
Agreed.
if he had done it that way.
And Shefty, doesn't that start with the head coach, though? Like, we talk about this leadership thing, and you bring up the Dan Campbells, the Andy Reid's. Like, just go through the Nick Sirianni. You go through the winning coaches. The guys are in damn divisional championships and conference championships every year. And Mike McDaniel doesn't come off like that. And I've asked the question to a number of people, like, can you give me – people bring up Tony Dungy, like, being a nicer guy. But I don't think that nice guy that, you know, we're all friends in this. I don't know if that works.
You know what works, Channing? Winning. So when Mike McDaniel was winning early on, nobody cared about how much of a leader he was or wasn't. Nobody cared how quirky he was or wasn't. When you win, everything gets brushed aside or put with a pretty polish on it. As long as you're winning, you can act, do, and say whatever you want. When you don't win, then questions come up about your leadership, about the attitude of the team. Like, that's just how it is, okay? If they win this year, you're going to laud the head coach for being an out-of-the-box thinker, for being quirky, for being different than all the other head coaches. And if they lose, you're going to say that this is a big problem, that he's not the leader that other coaches are, that he's quick. It's all off winning and losing. Like, you could spin it any way you want, but it's really that simple. Like, when these coaches are winning, everything takes a different perspective.
Part of winning could come down to the backup quarterback situation in Miami. They signed Zach Wilson. It seems to us like it's a bit of a reclamation project for Zach and even for the Miami Dolphins. What would you make of the Dolphins signing Zach Wilson? And if he were to play, do you think, you know, he could still be somebody that could keep the Dolphins in playoff contention, contrary to how we saw last year where it just didn't seem to work with Skylar Thompson and Tim Boyle?
Well, the way that I view it is this, that he in New York struggled to make it with the Jets, and the Broncos saw somebody that had talent and wanted to go out and acquire him on the cheap. And they did just that. But about a week after they traded for him, they drafted Bo Nix. And Bo Nix seized that job. And so Zach Wilson got a year in Denver, developing on the bench, learning at the feet of Sean Payton. It reminds me of what Sam Darnold did a little bit. He leaves New York with the Jets, goes to Carolina second, goes out to San Francisco, learns under Kyle Shanahan, goes to Minnesota, gets a chance, shines, and turns that into a starting job. I'm not telling you that Zach Wilson will do the same thing, but he's got that type of talent. So if they needed him to step in under the tutelage of Mike McDaniel, I think he would have the opportunity to play well. I'm not telling he would, but he would have the opportunity with his talent and that coaching to really play well. Like, I think that they didn't feel great about that position after the season last year, and they felt like they had to upgrade there. And you don't know exactly what you have right now, but I think that the talent is there that they might be able to get something out of it.
I see you looking down at your phone. Do you have another station to do, or do you have other breaking news coming in? Because I got another question or two.
Look, camp, 26 of the 32 teams reported today. I got texts coming in all day long. That's the way it is.
If you get anything good.
No disrespect, now you guys know how my wife feels, okay?
If you get anything good, let us know. Mike McDaniel, is he on the hot seat? Going into year four, there is no playoff win to show for it. Is he on the hottest of hot seats?
So not only are you putting him on the hot seat, but you're putting him on the hottest of hot seats. You know, look, again, I think that these answers to me, you know, July 23rd, I'm not putting anyone on the hot seat because there have been plenty of summers where you're getting ready for the season. You go in and a team plays better than you thought. You thought that coach would be on the hot seat. If you make a list, and you can do this every July, of five coaches you think are on the hot seat and five coaches you think are safe, and then take a look at that list at the end of the season, more often than not, that list will be inverted. Okay? The guys that you thought were on the hot seat will be safe, and the guys that you thought would be safe will be on the hot seat. And all it comes down, it's a fun question in July, I get it, but all it comes down to this year is winning and losing again. If they win, he's not going to be on the hot seat. If they lose, he is. It is very similar to just about every coach in the National Football League. Short of maybe Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin, and the guy that wins the Super Bowl, which just this year happened to be Nick Sirianni, everybody is coaching for their job on an almost annual basis. It's just the way the league operates.
I'm talking about around the league, Chef D. Did the Browns botch this whole quarterback thing? It just seems dumb to me. You have Flacco, you bring in Kenny Pickett, then you draft Gabriel, then you draft Shedeur Sanders, and now Shedeur Sanders is the number one story on a lot of stations. He's a fifth-round pick. Like, what were they doing? Was it a bad decision? And who's really going to be the quarterback there?
Well, I don't think it's a bad decision, but I don't think it went the way that anybody would have predicted, right? I think that they're operating right now in strength in numbers. And they went out and signed Flacco. They went out and traded for Pickett. Okay, you're not investing a lot in either veteran quarterback. And then the draft rolls around. And obviously, they really liked Dylan Gabriel so much so that they went out and used, was it a third or fourth round draft
third,
pick?
Yeah, it was third and Shedeur fifth.
Yeah, third. And then in the fifth round, Shador's still there. Okay, you know what? We'll take him. Like, I remember the year that the Washington franchise took Robert Griffin with the second overall pick, and then they had a high grade on Kirk Cousins. So they took him in that particular round, in the fourth round. I can give you other examples of teams that went double quarterback. I don't think the Cleveland Browns went into the draft ever thinking, okay, we're going to take two quarterbacks here. We're going to take this guy we really like in the third round, and we come back in the fifth and take Shedeur Sanders. Like, you know what was amazing about the Shedeur Sanders slide was, I remember on the second night of the draft, I'm getting texts and emails from well-known actors, athletes, musicians, entertainers saying, what the hell is going on with Shedeur Sanders? Like, I'm like, I got this guy texting me in the middle of the draft. Like, holy cow. Like, that's wild. Everybody was curious. So nobody ever had any idea that Shedeur Sanders would wind up going in the fifth round. Although I did have a team tell me on the Monday after the draft, they're like, you know where we had Shedeur Sanders on our board? Exactly where he went, 155th. Wow. So some people had him high. Some people had him low. He wound up going where he did. And now he's got an opportunity to play up to it or outperform that draft selection, and we'll see.
He was the fascinating draft night story. Is there a fascinating story leading into the season that you're most anxious to find out the answer to? I was telling the guys earlier this week, for me, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. I am fascinated by what they've done and watch Aaron Rodgers go in there to see what he has left. I'm fascinated to see how the story of the Steelers ends this season. Is there something that fascinates you?
What fascinates me is what happens on a day-to-day basis, because the league is the greatest reality show. I can give you an answer right now that's going to change tomorrow. There could be a different storyline that comes out that all of a sudden we're talking about something we never would have imagined, and that will happen. That will happen, because that's how this league operates. It goes on like, wait, what just happened? This really like, I don't know what that's going to be yet, but it's going to happen. And when it does, that'll be the storyline that fascinates me that day until the next one comes along, and then that one will fascinate me. And then they'll play games on Sunday, and then there'll be a storyline that comes out, and then that will fascinate me.
Shefty, you said you had actors, celebrities, athletes, entertainers texting you during the draft. Is there somebody who's ever reached out to you? I mean, you're as plugged in as anybody. You've probably met every massive celebrity there is, but is there anybody who's ever reached out to you via text or called you or tracked you down that you're like, whoa, like, this X person, and you were almost like starstruck in a way?
I would say that, you know, one of the great perks of the job is some of the contacts that you are fortunate enough to make. Like, yeah, there's some pretty cool people that reach out every now and then. There was one, I mean, I don't like, yeah, you name the names, all of a sudden it shows up in headlines. And then that
right, you're going to be on TV. Yeah. Yeah.
So I
not, Schefter, not even,
Adam
not even Schefter football
constantly
related.
Tweeted by Beyonce. Yeah.
Not even football related. I'm just saying, like, we
got to get Beyonce to stop badgering me for fantasy games, okay?
That's the TMZ headline you don't want. Adam Schefter, we appreciate your time because we know how busy you are. And again, if you can give the website, he is advocating for type 1 diabetes screening awareness, which really is important. And we're glad to do our part. What's the website that people can go to again?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking. Thank you very much. It's screenfortype1.com to learn more about T1D. Talk to your doctor about T1D. Tell them you want to be screened. screenfortype1.com. And I appreciate you asking that back, guys. Thank you very, very much.
Well, listen, I know you don't like to hear it, but you are a hero because we love Alan Brown. Alan Brown's been a friend of mine for a long time. You're a South Florida hero. A lot of people don't realize it, but Alan Brown knows, and those who know Alan Brown know as well. Yeah. So we always appreciate talking to you, Adam.
Love that guy. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate having me today.
There you go. Adam Schefter, the world's foremost NFL insider, giving us some tidbits there. All right, we're going to take a break. 4 o'clock hour coming next here on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana program.
You're listening to the Hock, Crowder, and Solana show.
Ain't no way Solana got a degree.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.